ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
One of the Trump administration's most divisive policies is the mass raids by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, also known as ICE. About 65,000 people, not all of them undocumented immigrants, are now in detention. Some of the most dramatic confrontations have occurred in Chicago, where religious leaders have been protesting. One of them is Baptist minister Michael Wolff of the Lake Street Church in Evanston.
I was there with over 100 faith leaders who had gathered to really raise their voice against what winds up being a concentration camp or a black site right in America, where we know that torture is happening to detainees. Basically, there's been the construction or fabrication of a secret police in ICE and Immigration and Customs Enforcement here who comes into our communities, kidnaps people, and takes them to a place where there's only one meal a day, there's unsanitary conditions, there's no access to medical care, and there's no access to spiritual care either. And so I was there with those spiritual leaders who wanted to demand that we could actually be able to give spiritual care to the folks who are detained there. And also we want to demand the closure of the facility and the release of the detainees there, because we know the conditions are torture.
When you say that the conditions are torture, I gather what you mean there is the inadequate food, the unsanitary conditions, that these fall below any normal human rights threshold.
Absolutely. I mean, it's completely dehumanizing what's happening in that facility. It's against the law of the United States, which, as you know, is not exactly the most followed thing in the world in this current administration. So there's not a lot of folks who are actually care, but it's definitely unlawful what's happening there too.
Why have these deportation raids, particularly in Chicago, ended up so violent? Because this is the pushback and the response from the Trump administration. They are answering violence with, yes, a heavy-handed response.
So every protest that I've been at, especially a protest led by faith leaders, there's been no violence. What I can say is that immediately we are met with physical assault and violence. I've been met with physical violence several times. In a photo that I'm sure some of your viewers have seen, I am grabbed after having told folks that I mean them absolutely no harm, that we're peaceably assembled, and I'm slammed to the ground and treated quite roughly. I want to keep the focus on the detainees. How I'm treated is 1/100th or 1/1000th of what goes on in that facility. But all the violence I've ever experienced has been from ICE agents, and it's also been from Illinois State Police, but it's been from law enforcement officials who are part of this administration. But a narrative that says that faith leaders are somehow out there being violent, it's fatuous.
How many people are being rounded up? Who is being rounded up, Michael?
Normal people who are members of our communities are being kidnapped. I think it's hard for viewers to understand what it's like to live in a culture of fear. But what happens is ICE comes and they will kidnap your neighbor who has been here for 20 years. They will take them to a black site. They'll take them to a place with absolutely no supervision, and you will never hear from them again. When you try to say that this is wrong, then ICE will tear gas you and your neighbors who have come out. Even though you have done no violence and you have done nothing, they will enact violence. They will cause car crashes and drag people out of the car crash. I want to be very specific and clear for our listeners and for folks who are hearing about this. These are people who are masked. They have absolutely no identifying characteristics. There's no name badge there. There's no way to file a complaint. This is the establishment of secret police. And if it were happening in your community, I dare say that you might be a tad bit upset and you might take action.
Yeah, when you say these people, residents in the United States, are being kidnapped, I understand why you would say that. I mean, is the government, though, actually kidnapping them? Don't they say that they're undocumented immigrants? They've lived under the radar for a long time, but the clock is now ticking. I'm just anticipating their response to the idea that these are people being kidnapped.
First of all, they have detained American citizens quite frequently, if you look at the statistics. And a judge recently ordered the release of about 700 different detainees in Chicagoland because of unlawful procedures. It's called kidnapping because there's not due process being followed. Mm. We live in a country of laws in which people have certain unalienable rights in the United States, just as much as they have in Australia. The fact that it's kidnapping is the extrajudicial nature of it. People are operating outside the law with complete impunity, and that is what makes it a terrifying experience.
I'm very taken by a comment that you made a moment ago. You said this is a spiritual emergency. The United States is still, of all the Western and global North countries, the most religious. That really resonates. Why is it a spiritual emergency, Michael?
I think that it's a spiritual emergency because we're facing and looking squarely at dehumanization in action. When we see what's happening, it's a moral and spiritual emergency, and it demands a response. It's a question for every person of faith, and it's not just Christians, it's people of all faiths. What are we going to do in response when we see dehumanization, when we see tyranny, when we see things that violate our ethical standards? Will we act? Or will we simply say, I guess it's okay because the government is doing it? For me and for other people of faith, it's a spiritual emergency. For me specifically, I want to talk about the fact that I have to act as if Jesus is locked in Broadview, because my faith talks about how we treat the vulnerable, whether what we do for them and what we withhold from them. This is the standard of our faith, and it's what we do or withhold from God. For me, that's from Matthew 25 in the Christian perspective. There are other faith traditions who have different ideas about how we treat the most vulnerable, but the best of every faith tradition says that the most vulnerable folks are the most deserving of our care, and how we treat them is going to really determine what kind of people of faith we are. So it's absolutely a spiritual emergency.
You've painted a very vivid picture of what people who are being detained by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency are going through. I wonder also, what effect are these raids having on the ICE agents themselves? Their argument will be, we are simply following the orders that we have been given lawfully, as far as they can tell, by their superiors. What effect is it having on those men and women?
I've made a couple of law enforcement officers, some of the ICE agents, cry by asking them, where are the children that they have abducted? And why would they participate in this? Listen, ICE offers fantastic bonuses and a lot of money to do evil acts, but that doesn't excuse them. So there's a moral erosion that's taking place. And some of these officers, all these officers are people. They have moral choices to make, and they have to be approached as moral actors. And they have to be told what you're doing is complicity with evil, and you have a choice to make. But I want to tell you about the corrosive effects of the choices you're making when you choose to be complicit with this kind of thing.
I only ask about that because 20 years ago, I did stories about the young men who were being recruited to fight in Afghanistan and Iraq, and they were disproportionately from very poor backgrounds. This was the only option they had. I wonder whether many of these ICE officers were in similar positions.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, we call that economic conscription. That's the term that I would refer to that as. I'm familiar with that, and I think that's absolutely true. And there's a reason why this moral injury, that's another way to talk about it, is being imposed on these officers from poor backgrounds with no choice in some way, economic choice. My task is to remind them that it's not only about money, that there are some things that are not worth it no matter what. Scripture talks about how what profit comes to a person if they gain the whole world, but they lose their soul. And that's really the perspective that I bring to it.
Baptist minister Michael Wolfe of the Lake Street Church in Evanston, which is just north of Chicago.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.